The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
Welcome to Grace in Focus from the Grace Evangelical Society. We are very glad that you have joined in with us today as we talk about a question that maybe you've wondered about. Will we get to see our loved ones again? Will we be aware of who others are in the eternal state? I think David Renfro and Bob Wilkin have some great thoughts about this, and they're coming right up. After I tell you about our website, faithalone.org. It is a great website for resources in connection with Free Grace Theology. All of our books and articles can be found there, as well as videos and blogs and replays of this podcast. And you can get information about our free magazine, Grace in Focus. Beautiful, full color, lots of great articles. Find out about it at faithalone.org. You can also find out about Grace Evangelical Society's annual National Conference 2023 coming up May 22nd through the 25th. It's going to be a great time this year with our theme, Vital Free Grace Issues. Lots of great speakers coming. It's at a beautiful venue, Camp Copus, right near our headquarters in Denton, Texas. There are a couple of hotels right on the campgrounds. Lots of opportunities for recreation. We'll have some great food and fellowship. You come and you won't be disappointed. Find out registration details at our website, faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. And now for today's aforementioned discussion, here are Dave and Bob.
Welcome to Grace in Focus. I'm here again with the most holy, right reverend, David Renfro.
It's good to be here, my son.
Are you my dad, Darth Vader?
I'm your father, Bob.
Okay, do we have a question today, Darth?
Carla had this question. I call this Ghostbusters because it's, well, she asked two questions that are related. One says, will we get to see our loved ones again? And the second one related to that, will we know each other again or be aware? And I think those are very good questions because a lot of people, especially if they've lost a loved one, they miss them terribly.
Yes. So, Carla, great question.
It is a good question.
And let me suggest a couple things. I recently listened to a book on tape. In the book on tape, these people were somehow able to connect to the World Wide Web, to the internet, without anything implanted in their brain, without a laptop, without a computer, without a phone. They could just connect when they heard certain sounds. And so these people connected, but what happened was it also drove them nuts, and they ended up just being hyper and running, and they ended up imploding. Hundreds of thousands of them just blew up. Well, at one point, this one scientist tells the sister of one of those who had died, your sister's not dead. She's still alive. And she could talk to her sister because her sister was now part of the cloud.
Oh, my goodness.
And her sister says, it's cold here, but I can talk to Mom and Dad, and it's good to be able to talk with you. And the scientists were saying she's not dead. That's a misunderstanding of what death
that
is.
That almost sounds like a seance.
It was. It was a James Patterson movie with one of these other, book with one of these other people. But the point that it illustrates is people have a wrong view of death. Mm-hmm. The Bible doesn't teach that when we die, we're unconscious. And the Bible doesn't teach when we're dead, we can't communicate. There's an example, I think it's Isaiah 14, where these people die and go to Sheol, and the people rise up to mock them and said, have you become as low as we have? It's either Isaiah 14 or Ezekiel 28. Mm-hmm. In the New Testament, in Luke 16, 19 through 31, we have the account, which I don't think is a parable, but maybe, of the rich man and Lazarus, mm-hmm. and they both die, and the rich man goes to the bad part of Sheol, or Hades, and the poor man goes to Abraham's bosom. Mm-hmm. Well, guess what? Abraham looks like Abraham. Right. Lazarus looks like Lazarus. And the rich man has some sort of intermediate body. And he wants Lazarus to dip his finger, which he has some sort of intermediate body, mm-hmm. and touch his finger with the water. But Abraham says, no, there's a great chasm that separates us, and you can't come to us, we can't come to you. Well, that was before believers ascended to heaven, prior to Jesus ascension to heaven, the believers and unbelievers were all in Hades. Mm-hmm. Anyway, having said all that, when a person dies, they are not unconscious.
No.
They are conscious. And can we see our loved ones again? Of course.
Sure.
If you're a believer and your loved one's a believer and you die, you're going to be in the third heaven, because Paul says to be absent from the body is present with the Lord. You'll be there until the time of the rapture.
That's right.
I assume during that time you'll be able to circulate around, and eventually you're going to see your parents or your brothers or sisters, any believing loved ones that have died.
Right.
But then we're going to be together in the air with the Lord during the rapture, and then we'll come to earth and we'll be on earth for 1,000 years in the millennium. I think during that time we're going to be around our parents, etc. Carla's question almost sounds, maybe I'm wrong, like she thinks we're going to spend eternity in heaven.
I think a lot of people have the idea that we become, that this is why I called it Ghostbusters, is that we become these spirit thingies that are floating around out there and nobody recognizes it because we're just like a burst of wind that nobody sees.
Word I think of is ethereal.
There's
no substance to them. But that's not what Scripture teaches.
I don't think the Bible teaches that either. I've known people that are believers that do believe in this doctrine called soul sleep. That we are asleep until the rapture.
And that's contrary to Scripture.
The fact that Paul said what he said, that to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. In order for that to happen, I need to be conscious of I'm with the Lord.
Right. And remember, Jesus said to the thief on the cross, today you'll be with me in paradise.
Exactly.
Well, they were going to be conscious. What do you mean? You're going to be unconscious next to me in paradise?
Didn't say, now you're not going to know this, but you're going to, because you're sound asleep, but you're going to be with me.
No. And, the thing I like to think of is, remember Mount of Transfiguration?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Moses and Elijah appeared.
Yeah, and everybody recognized him.
And Peter wants to make tabernacles for Moses and for Elijah and for Jesus.
Exactly.
You wouldn't make a tabernacle for some Casper the Friendly Ghost.
Right. That's why I think the teaching of Scripture is real clear on this, is that when our physical body dies, our spirit goes to the Lord. But it's recognizable. It may not be understandable to our little finite minds that we have now, but in some way, we will be recognizable.
But when we're glorified, then we're going to be definitely recognizable.
Don't we? If we've passed away before the rapture— At the rapture, aren't we supposed to get a resurrection body?
It's all those who have died first and the Baptists, because it says the dead in Christ will rise first.
Oh, that's right. Oh, boo.
Sorry. I'm a former Baptist, so I can make a joke about it. And now I'm Bible Church, or I was Plymouth Brethren for many years. But, I guess my point is, when you read the book of Revelation, chapters 21 and 22, then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, mm-hmm. for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. What's basically saying is all the sun, the moon, the planets, the stars, all that goes away. We get a new outer space, we get a new sun, a new moon, we get a new planet, mm-hmm. and we live on the new planet
and
forever.
And some of us get to rule.
Yeah, if we're faithful.
That's right.
Yeah. If Adam and Eve had not sinned, eternity would have taken place on earth.
A long time ago, too.
Right. There would have been no need for a new earth.
Right.
But because of the fall, it corrupted the earth as well as humanity. Yeah. And then the flood corrupted it even more. And it looks like in the millennium, the earth is going to be restored to the pre-flood state, because people are going to be living, evidently, most of the whole 1,000 years, because Isaiah 65, around verse 20, says they'll be like trees.
Sure, yeah.
And so they'll be living long periods of time. But, we have a physical existence, Carla, that we're looking forward to.
Yes.
And you can expect that every loved one that's a believer, you'll be with them forever. Now, the bad news is, if your loved one was not a believer, you won't be with them.
Mm-hmm.
And what I like to say is, if you are concerned that your friends and loved ones spend eternity with you or you with them, well, then you better evangelize them.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't go where they're going if they're an unbeliever.
No, you cannot.
You can't pick and say, you know what? I'm going to skip the kingdom. I'd rather go to the lake of fire. No, no choice. Once you believe, you're stuck with everlasting life.
And you can't cross that street onto the other side.
Is that a street? It's a big street.
It's a very big street, yeah. But like I say, there are a lot of people here today that believe in the doctrine of soul sleep, and I just can't go along with that. That just doesn't make sense to me. And I know where they get it. They get it from when Paul says, when those who have fallen asleep in 1 Thessalonians 5, you're asleep, meaning you're unconscious.
There's two different words for sleep in the scriptures. Mm-hmm. In 1 Thessalonians 4, Paul uses one, and that refers to the death of believers. In 1 Thessalonians 5, he uses a different word for sleep. The two words have different meanings. In 1 Thessalonians 4, he uses koimao. And in verse 14, even so God will bring with them those who sleep in Jesus. This is the same word where, remember he said of Lazarus, he's not dead, he's just asleep?
Mm-hmm.
But in chapter 5, he uses a different word, kathudo, for sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And that word means to be morally indolent, to be asleep at the switch
morally
at
asleep.
The time of the rapture.
Yeah.
And so the point is, when Paul talks about being asleep, he's not saying that they're unconscious. In fact, in chapter 5, he's saying they're not morally alert. And in chapter 4, when he says they're sleeping, that's a figure of speech for the death of believers.
Interesting.
A lot of this comes out of Greek philosophy, because the Greeks taught that the material world was bad and the spirit world was good.
Mm-hmm.
If you saw Spartacus, it was it called Spartacus, the one with Russell Crowe? What is it? But whatever it is, in that movie, they're going to the Elysian Fields and there are no longer any bodies.
Mm-hmm.
That's not Christian thought, that's pagan thought.
That's pagan, yeah.
Remember Job says, I know my Redeemer lives, and I will walk with him in my flesh on the earth.
Yeah.
And in Daniel 12, it talks about resurrection.
Mm-hmm.
It's an Old Testament concept. There is a resurrection of both believers and unbelievers.
And that doctrine of soul sleep allows another philosophy to pollute Bible doctrine. You know, we have to always go, what does the Bible say?
All right, well, thanks again, and
keep grace in focus.
The Zane Hodges commentary on James, entitled The Epistle of James, Proven Character Through Testing, is available at discount to Grace in Focus listeners right now at faithalone.org. Get half price through April the 30th, 2023, when you use the discount code word James. That's faithalone.org. Our goal at the Grace Evangelical Society is to teach Scripture clearly and without confusion. One of the best tools for that clarity, we believe, is our website. It's faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. On our site, we have all kinds of materials that are designed to help you mature and grow in your faith and your understanding of Scripture. Please come visit us at faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. You'll be glad you did. God loves a cheerful giver, and that's why we think our financial partners are some of the happiest people in the world. If you would like to learn how to become a financial partner with Grace in Focus, we would very much appreciate it. Learn more at faithalone.org. It's really exciting to hear from our listeners, so if you've got a question, comment, or feedback, I hope you'll reach out to us. Best way to do that is through email. Here is our email address. It's radio@faithalone.org. That's radio@faithalone.org. And on the next episode of Grace in Focus, we return to the book of Romans with Ken and Catherine, and we hope that you will join us then. This is the Grace Evangelical Society. Until next time, let's keep grace in focus.
The preceding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.